Okay, before we begin, let's confess our sins so that we'll be in fellowship and the Holy Spirit can teach us. Father, we pray that you would be teaching us now as we look into your word and try to understand how you operate and exactly the things that we need to know in order to function as Christians in this life so that we will glorify you and so that Jesus Christ will be lifted up in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're beginning chapter 2 now, which is titled Acknowledging God. There are three lessons in this chapter. The first one is giving acknowledgement, which is today's lesson. This really gives a definition and tells us what acknowledgement is. The second lesson tells us how acknowledgement applies at salvation. And the third lesson indicates how we use acknowledgement after we are saved. So, before we begin the lesson, I want to offer a brief preface or introduction for the lesson. Acknowledgement of God is like stepping up to God with our eyes on Him, giving full recognition and appreciation to Him. As we approach God, we begin to see His qualities and recognize that we are not equipped to satisfy Him simply because of who He is and who we are. We have been saved, but we are still deficient and inadequate for achieving anything good. This is because we are infants, having just come through our rebirth. So we must learn how to grow and function as Christians. We must know God's way for working in and with us and learn what assets He provides to make us part of His plan and His operation. So we set out initially to get basic lessons in the techniques we can use to get closer to Him. This is the process of maturing and walking in His strength. The Holy Spirit is in us, and we want to see how to bring His power into our daily living so God can produce His divine righteousness through us. Now, these are general concepts, but I do want you to know we're going to be getting down to very specific procedures when we get into grace assets and grace techniques for living. God doesn't recognize or doesn't require us to do anything that He will not offer to equip us to perform. Let me say that again. God doesn't require anything of us that He will not equip us to perform. But it's optional. We must use and accept His provisions if we're going to be effective. So, we're going to enter now the lesson on giving acknowledgement, but keep in mind, if we are actually going to give full acknowledgement to God, and if we're going to mature and grow and become what we're capable of being in Him and through Him, then we must study His Word. And step one then would be to complete this course. Now, the lesson one, which is actually lesson 8, the first lesson in this chapter, we get a definition or a sort of idea of what acknowledgement means. Acknowledgement is not just a passing wave. It is giving full credit to something or someone based on an understanding of the thing or person being acknowledged. Webster defines acknowledge as follows, and there are five facets to this definition. First of all, Webster says, acknowledge means to admit as true. Secondly, to recognize the authority or claims of. Third, to respond to. Four, to express thanks for. And five, to state that one understands. Now, applied to God, point by point, these would call on us to do the following. Number one, to admit as true would emerge as admitting that God is real and that His Word is true. Number two, to recognize the authority or claims of would be seen as humbling yourself and submitting to His authority and to His will. Three, to respond to would be to respond to Him with faith. Four, to express thanks for would have us thanking Him for everything. And five, to state that one understands would cause us to seek understanding in His Word. Now, the implications of acknowledging God go far beyond just casually nodding toward God, as in a fleeting social tip of the hat. Acknowledging God is full recognition of all that He is, and a true embracing of all that He offers. And we're going to see a lot of that in this course, the things that God offers. Our job is going to be to accept and receive what He offers. That's the problem. We want to kind of pick our own way and proceed on our own apart from God and not depend on God to provide what we need. We want to provide for ourselves. All right, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 gives a clear guideline for acknowledging God and suggests what we can expect when we do acknowledge Him. This passage says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Another translation says, and He will direct your paths. There are four implications in this passage that we cannot miss. And here they are. The first one is trust in the Lord. This is an exercise of faith, and we're going to talk a lot about this as we go through. We got an entire part devoted to this, as we learn to trust Him for everything. And that's exactly what He wants us to do, to learn to trust Him. The second thing is lean not on your own understanding. The smartest person in the world cannot know the ways of God apart from knowing the truths of His Word. The third thing that we want to see in this verse is the part that says, in all your ways, that means wherever you are and whatever you do, acknowledge Him. We need to know a lot more about this. To acknowledge Him, we must know Him. And that makes learning about Him a primary objective for a believer. And the last thing, if you acknowledge God and truly recognize who He is, He will direct your paths or make your paths straight. He will show you the way. But we must begin by acknowledging Him. All right, I have a few questions here at the end of this lesson. Number one, when is the proper time to acknowledge God? Number two, what is the main thing we must do before we can truly acknowledge God? I'll give you a little hint. The answer is buried in the Word itself. Number three, what does God promise to do when we acknowledge Him? And four, are you presently acknowledging God? We're not going to have other scriptures because I want to feature our key verse, which is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. So remember this. Acknowledgement is true recognition of God. As we learn more about Him, our recognition will grow into admiration and then into adoration. And the key to acknowledging God is knowing God. Father, we thank You for these words. We pray that they would become real to us and that we would apply them as we go through this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.